It's spoken by 220 million people on five continents. Some speak it with a Canadian accent.
Parce qu'il y a beaucoup de popcorn sur le marché qui apporte beaucoup de gras trans, on sait que ce sont de mauvais gras.
Others with a Belgian accent.
Si t'es dans le nord, du côté de la mer, t'es en Flandre. Le flamand, ça parle comme ça. C'est quelque chose comme ça.
Or even a Senegalese accent.
Nous, on est Sénégalais quand même, on est comme ça, hein.
The French language represents the principal cornerstone of Francophonie, and this linguistic diversity is steeped in history. When you arrive at the Valogne-Brussels Centre in Paris, you're immediately greeted by photos of inhabitants from Gori Island near Senegal, an island that was once the hub of the French slave trade. The exhibition of photos by Jean-Dominique Bourton revisits France's colonial past, but it does seem a peculiar choice for opening a festival that celebrates Francophone culture. The centre's literary advisor, Pierre van der Stappen, explains why he chose it.
Ce qui compte, c'est vraiment le talent, évidemment, des créateurs en question, celui de Jean-Dominique Bourton.
What matters to us is the talent of the artists. That of photographer Jean-Dominique Bourton can't be contested. He gives us Gorée in the present day. And let's not forget, Gorée is part of Senegal, which is the country we've chosen to honour this year, because it's where the next Francophonie summit will take place.
Puisque le sommet de la Francophonie se déroule au Sénégal.
Senegalese artists from the realms of music, literature and fashion were invited to show off their talent and indeed prove that Francophonie has moved forward. Striving to prove just that was author Nafissatou Diadouf, who presented her new novel Maison des Épices, or House of Spices, which challenges our perceptions of normality.
Il était avant tout médecin, mais pas tout à fait comme les autres. Sa riche expérience rendait encore plus étrange sa présence dans ce trou perdu.
J'ai une très grande prudence envers ce qu'on appelle la normalité.
I'm extremely cautious about society's perception of what's normal and what isn't, because normality is a very relative term, and unfortunately, we try to put people in categories to define them.
À ranger les personnes dans des cases.
Also rebelling against unfair labeling was fellow Senegalese writer Felwine Sarr.
Ce livre est un djihad, une guerre intérieure.
In his book Darhij, or Jihad in Reverse, he makes an impassioned plea against all forms of discrimination, such as the distinction between Francophone and French literature. Writers from France's former colonies, he says, don't get the same recognition as writers from the mainland.
On nous accorde des épithètes et on demande de nous définir par rapport à ces épithètes, mais je trouve que
we're constantly asked to define ourselves as a Francophone writer, but this label is too restrictive, and I think that French people don't want to consider themselves as being part of the Francophone language community. For them, Francophonie is for everyone else and not for them.
Alors qu'aujourd'hui, la langue française est parlée par plus de locuteurs qui sont non français.
This may seem like a paradox, given that France goes to great lengths each year to promote its culture, notably through the organization of a Francophonie. If Francophonie has fostered a huge wave of literature, it's also given rise to a distinctive brand of fashion. Some of the best creations were on display at the finale of a festival, where Senegalese designers stunned crowds with their vibrant designs and raw materials. Designers such as Selly Rabi Khan.
My work is an expression of a new breath in Dakar's creativity and in Dakar's culture and Dakar's alternative scene. There are people that who want to express a new language with new codes. I'm proud and happy to be a part of that, the new history.
A history that will continue to be written for decades to come as Francophonie strives to reinvent itself to keep up to date with the people it represents. By 2050, it will have more French speakers in Africa than at home. For Radio France International, Christina Okello.